Money Pit is presented by The Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement radio show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy you are here today. Do you have a home improvement project on your to-do list? Let's get it done. Pick up the phone and call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. Home improvement, home decor, home remodeling. We want to talk to you about your project. And coming up this hour, if you like a serene home and want to be stylish, you're in luck because 2016's hottest colors are out and they're promoting peacefulness and serenity with a twist. We'll have the details on what those are in just a bit.
And getting art and photos up on your walls can be tough, but it doesn't have to be. This Old House's Tommy Silva is here with wall hanging tips for plaster, drywall, and any other surface.
And what's the best way to remove old paint without harming your health? The answer is coming up.
And one caller this hour is going to win a Sidewinder Drencher shower head from Waterpik. It's an innovative design that makes this adjust to any height, which is perfect for families with kids.
Love the name of that product, the Sidewinder Drencher. There's no doubt what this thing is designed to do. It's worth $70 going out to one caller, drawn at random, from those that reach us for today's show. So let's get to it. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Darlene in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Remodeling a bathroom into a laundry room because there was no laundry room there and three bathrooms. So I put the stick-on linoleum squares on the floor, which was probably a mistake, but it's all down. And now I notice on the edges it's starting to pull up just a little bit. It's fine in the middle, but around the edges. And so I was wondering, should I use a silicone around, kind of pull them up a little bit, put silicone around there, or a water-based sealant of some kind? I just didn't know quite what to do if we put the washing machine in there and there was a leak, and then I was afraid the whole floor would come up or something.
So do you think if you kept pulling the tiles, they would all come up completely?
I think the reason why the sides are, maybe the floor isn't quite even on the edges or something. I'm just thinking that maybe it wasn't quite even, and it's not every side, but just part of it, right where the washer is going to be, as a matter of fact.
Well, look, if you were to be able to lift up those edges and add a tile adhesive underneath that, a regular floor tile adhesive, the kind of tile adhesive that you would use if you were laying down these vinyl tiles from scratch, and then you waited it while it dried, that would probably be the best chance you got of preventing it from coming back up again. But I got to tell you that it's been my experience that once these seams start to go, you fix one and two more pop up. So this might be something you're chasing. And if it's only a small area, what you could also consider is basically replacing the vinyl floor with laminate floor. Just a small amount of laminate flooring won't be that expensive, and it can be laid down right on top of that vinyl floor. Laminate floors will float. They don't need to be attached. They sort of lock together, and they will lay down on top of that. You'd put a saddle in where you hit the doorways and that kind of stuff, but that would give you a really durable floor. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, that'd be better than pulling it all up. That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Mike on the line who's got a drain issue. What's going on at your Money Pit?
House built in 1999. It's on a septic, which is actually part two of my question. And the kitchen sink, I don't know, about 5 months ago or so, started draining slowly. And so I'm not actually on a direct vent. It has a vent, what do they call it? I just pulled it off, a mini vent underneath the sink because it's like on an inside island or what have you, so there's no vent stack. Okay. And so I took the mini vent off, brought it to Home Depot or wherever, and I replaced it with another one, thinking, well, maybe it got clogged or what have you. And it still is draining slow. Now, if I have a sink full of water and I undo the vent, it will actually drain quickly.
Yeah, I think you're talking about you're calling this a mini vent. I think you're talking about an air admittance valve.
Okay.
Basically an under sink vent. When you don't have a space for a roof vent, you have one of these air admittance valves. And you tried two of them and it's still not working well?
Well, the one started slowing down. It worked fine before. And then when I took that off and put it, but then over time it slowly slowed down. And so I took that off and put the new one in. I guess my question is, can I extend that higher? Because right now it's about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches below the sink. So I have enough room where I could put like a 4-inch piece of PVC a little bit higher. And I'm wondering if that would help bring it in.
Yeah, it really shouldn't make a difference. Now, I wonder if there's another way you could get to this vent. Because, you know, sometimes you can vent through the floor joist and over to the wall and intercept with the vertical vent there. It doesn't always have to go straight up from the kitchen.
Okay.
Because sometimes what you do is you take the drain from the kitchen sink, right? And where it turns down to drain the water, you sort of go up in sort of a U-shaped pipe, then go back down again, and then across the floor joist and join the vent and go up. You kind of create this venting loop that could let more air in. Have you talked to a plumber about other possibilities?
I haven't yet, now. No, we just wait an extra 2 minutes and then it goes down. But
yeah, well, sooner or later, you're going to get really annoyed with all that time. And I also wonder if maybe you could step it up and put a bigger air admittance valve in, too.
Well, that was the other thought was, you know, right now it's an inch and a half, but it's right on top of the drain. So, for instance, that's almost like a W. I got the dishwasher coming in one, the sink in the other, and then this air admittance valve just above it. So, again, the thought was if I could extend that W, the center one, a little bit higher, but it sounds like that won't make much of a difference.
I don't think it will. So what's your septic question?
Garbage disposals, yay or nay?
There are disposers that are specifically designed for septic systems, and the difference is that they grind the food up into a finer particulate. And I think if you do that, you'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I'll talk to my plumber for both issues.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Well, we're already a week into the new year. Have you given up on your resolutions yet? Don't say yes. Come on, give them a try, guys, and start working on some things around your money pit as your resolutions for the new year. We're here to give you a hand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, adding art and photos to your walls might look great, but getting them up on those walls, well, that's often less than picturesque. We've got tips for securing art easily and securely to plaster, drywall, and more after this.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. MONEYPIT. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy to be here to help you tackle your home improvement projects, solve your decor dilemmas. If it's on your to-do list, put it on ours. Pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You'll get the answer to your home improvement project. Plus, this hour, we're giving away kind of a cool prize. It's the Sidewinder Drencher from Waterpik. It uses an innovative auto-locking high-low arm to adjust the spray height. You just switch to a lower level for the kids, or you adjust it in the middle to rinse without getting your hair wet. Super convenient. It's worth $69.98. Available at the Home Depot. You can learn more at waterpik.com. That's waterpik, waterpik.com.
Now we've got Carol on the line from Oregon. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got a problem. I should know better, but I have rented to people who brought in a puppy.
Okay.
And I've got to deal with lots of urine, fecal. It's damage. That's probably been on there too long, too deep, gone through the carpet to the pad to the subfloor. So my question is, can the stain ever be removed? I'm thinking I should just take everything up. My question would be what to put down new, replace the subfloor, solution, like people have said something about Kills and something like Z-Mix or something like
that. Well, I mean, it really depends. If you even want to attempt salvaging the rug that's there, I mean, generally with a rental situation, you're probably better off with a tile or a laminate floor just because of cleanability, and then let the folks bring in their own area rugs. But if you want to attempt to sort of get the stain away, get the odor away, there's a product that I used when I was training our dog, who was untrainable for the first year. And it's on a website called Just Right, and it's RITE.com, and it's called 123 Odor Free. And it's like a series of different products. One's a stain remover, one's an odor remover, and it sort of neutralizes through enzymes. And there's like an injector that you use to get through the carpet and into the padding and into the subfloor. And I kid you not, it works, because there was a spot at the top of the steps that Daisy just loved, and no problems to this day. So you might want to try that. However, if there is a lot of stuff to deal with, your best bet is probably to just pull everything off. And you're right about wanting to seal that subfloor, because if you don't put, you know, a primer, a good one, on top of it, whatever you put on top, get a humid day and you're going to notice it.
Yeah, right. So that's why, Carol, what you want to do is use an oil-based primer like a Kills or a Bin. There are a number of different, you know, primers out there, but I would use the oil-based ones for a problem like this, because they're going to do a better job of sealing in odor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I do decide to put down a rug, because this is a house I would like to sell future forward, it's a nice house, is there a type of rug that can better be cleaned?
Okay, yeah. It is from Mohawk, and it's a carpet that they call Smart Strand. And it's got built-in stain and soil resistant that's never, never, never going to wear off or wash off or clean off. And it feels soft, and it's environmentally friendly because it's made in part with, you know, like a recycled plastic. And I think it was last year at the Builder Show, Tom and I were at the event, and they were just launching this Smart Strand product. And they had taken, you know, carpeting and carpeted the pen of an elephant at the zoo and left it in there for a year, and then took it off, cleaned it, and, like, you know, brought a patch in and, like, had half under the cover of glass and half out. And there was, like, a little door that you could open up to the dirty side. And, like, you open that up. And, of course, I didn't smell, because I always do strange things like that. And it, like, reeked horribly. And the side that was cleaned was beautiful, clean, soft, smelled fantastic. So I'm not really sure about the price point, but it is an amazing product, and it available, you know, in a lot of different looks, different piles. So I would start with Mohawk there, Smart Strand.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Lloyd in Ohio's on the line with a gas question. What's going on in your money pit? Is it the water heater?
Well, the pilot light kept going out, and eventually it would not relight. And I put a thermocoupler on it, and it still won't light.
Have you cleaned the pilot light? Because it sounds to me like there could be a clog there.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, if you've got a good pilot light and you've got a good thermocouple, then there's only a couple of things that could be happening here. If you're getting a downdraft there and it might be blowing the pilot light out, or you may have a bad gas valve, because the gas valve, the thermocouple is only going to be as good as the gas valve. And if the thermocouple is not communicating correctly to the gas valve and telling it when to release gas to the pilot light, that could be part of the problem. Yeah. How old is your water heater, Lloyd?
I don't know exactly. It's an older one, probably 15 years old.
Well, if it's 15 years old, it's probably not worth replacing the gas valve, because by the time you got done replacing that, you're going to be halfway towards the cost of a new one. You know, a water heater, if you get 10 years out of it, you know, you count your blessings. If yours is 15 years old, there's not going to be too many more years that go by before that's going to end up in a big splash. It's just going to leak, and that's going to be it. So I don't recommend putting much money into a 15-year-old water heater. I think you've done all you can, and it might be the best thing to do might be to just replace it.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, home deliveries are on the rise as more and more people shop online, but there is a major safety drawback. The folks at the door you don't know who often drop off packages when you're not home.
Yeah, but the person on your front doorstep doesn't have to know that if you add a bit of handy smart home technology. The Ring Wireless Video Doorbell not only lets you see who's at your front door, it actually lets you speak to them too.
Yep, the Ring Wireless Video Doorbell is the world's first battery-operated, Wi-Fi-enabled HD video doorbell. It lets you watch your property and gives the impression you're home, whether you're up the street or on the other side of the world.
Now, the video doorbell has built-in motion sensors that will detect movement up to 30 feet. You'll receive a notification on your phone that somebody is loitering around your property. And with a free iOS or even an Android app, you can use your phone to talk to that person right at your front door.
Set it up easily and sync it in minutes for years of added home security. Pick up your Ring Wireless Video Doorbell at Home Depot or online at homedepot.com.
Now we've got Steve on the line who's dealing with a vinyl siding issue. Tell us what's going on.
I bought a house last summer and was further looking at it closely. I noticed that the siding is severely oxidized, and I tried a little baby oil on a section of it, and it looked good for about a month, but
baby oil?
This is one. Yeah.
Baby oil? Well, is your house your baby?
Mm-hmm.
And houses certainly as expensive as children, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, like I say, it looked good for about a month. It brought all the color back to it.
When those oils dry out, of course, that's going to be the end of it. Vinyl siding is not really designed for oil, but I will tell you this. There are paints that you can put on top of vinyl siding, so it is possible to paint a vinyl-sided house. That said, you know what comes after paint, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Repaint. So, you know, once you start this process, you're going to end up having to paint it again, Steve. But you can paint vinyl siding. You just need to make sure. I would go to a Sherwin-Williams or a good quality paint supplier like that and make sure that you pick up a paint that is rated for vinyl siding.
Does it feel pretty easy?
No, it's designed to adhere. That's why it has to be special for vinyl.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading over to Wisconsin now to chat with Dorothy. How can we help you?
In the wintertime, we get cold air around our windows.
Okay.
And so we put plastic, some of them we plastic the outside of the windows and some in inside of the house. I'm wondering which is better, or if we should plastic both the inside and the outside.
It depends really on the functionality of the window. When you're feeling the draft, is it on the glass itself? Does it seem to be on the operable parts of the sash, you know, where the window unit goes up and down, or is it around the trim work?
On a couple of them, it's actually on both.
Okay.
Glass and around the trim work, yeah.
Well, there's a couple of products out there that maybe you've not heard of, and there's one that's a weather stripping caulk. And basically what you would do is you would close your window, and around the sash, you know, the operable part of the window itself, you would caulk essentially that window closed, sealing out that draft. And then what happens when springtime comes and it's warm again, you peel it right out. Now, the issue with that is if it's a window that, say, is in the kitchen that you want to open and close while cooking, or a window that should be used as an exit in the event of an emergency, you want to make sure that you consider those before you seal off all of those windows. Now, DAP makes one. It's called Seal and Peel. Red Devil makes one? Did I make that up?
Yeah, and you may not find it in the hardware store aisle. You may have to ask for it. but it's temporary caulk, so it goes on, and then you peel it off in the spring.
So it comes off real nice.
It just pulls right off, and you want to make sure that it's actually a temporary caulk, because you don't want to go put a latex caulk in there that's not meant for this purpose, because if you try to remove it, it's not going to come out.
Yeah, the weather stripping caulk peels off. It feels like you're peeling a strip of rubber off in the spring.
Like the backing when you get a new credit card and it's stuck to that paper.
Okay.
Like it's got that sticky consistency.
And I can do that and maybe still put plastic on the outside or inside, right?
Well, yeah, if you feel like you need it, but you might find that if you seal away those gaps, you don't need to do that, Dorothy, okay?
Oh, I appreciate that very much.
All right, thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. Still ahead, plaster or drywall, light or heavy, we've got tips for hanging any type of art on any type of wall. That and more when the Money Pit continues after this.
This is Kevin O'Connor from TV's This Old House, the longest-running home improvement show. And I want to send out a big congrats to Tom and Leslie for the most downloaded home improvement podcast on iTunes. Well done, guys.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Lutron's new Maestro Occupancy Sensing Switch. Never ask, who left the lights on, again? Starting at around $20, this motion-sensing light switch turns the lights on automatically when you walk into a room and off when you leave, and works with all types of light bulbs. Learn more at LutronSensors.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, ice and snow are on their way, or maybe they've already made appearances where you live. You want to make sure that when the cold weather passes, it doesn't leave expensive home and property damage behind. We've got tips to help you prevent that kind of ice damage on our homepage right now at moneypit.com.
David in Tennessee is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you?
Well, I have a 1965 house with about a 1975 solar water heater heating system that quit working quite a while ago, and I have a leak somewhere underneath it, I think, but finding that leak has, I've been fighting that for a few years now, and of course, the fact is that where it drips from, where the water drips from and stains my ceiling, doesn't seem to have much to do with the location of the actual leak.
So, first of all, this water heater, this solar water heater is 40 years old. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, yeah. TVA had a program back in those days. We've been in this house for almost 45 years. So it really has been a while.
It sounds that way. I'm pretty sure that water heater doesn't really owe you anything, but let's see if we can help you figure out at least where it's leaking. Now, if it's not leaking directly underneath where the water heater is, one of the things that you could do is you could try to run a hose across that roof and strategically move it from one end to the next or across the area where it's most susceptible and see if you can figure out what causes it to leak. If that doesn't do it, then it's most likely being caused by wind-driven rain, and that becomes a lot more difficult for you to pinpoint. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's probably not that, because we do get windy rain here in Memphis, but it will happen when we're just getting a just kind of a slow drizzle, and it's not a great deal of water. But I mean, it's always drops, but it's enough drops that it's going to do damage.
You know, the other thing that you could use that might help pinpoint where this is happening, David, is an infrared scanning device. So infrared devices are often used by roofers to find leaks because the temperature of the roofing where it's wet is different than the temperature where it's not wet. So by using an infrared device, you can sometimes identify the full sort of path of the flow from point of entry to where it shows up on your ceiling.
Now, we're not talking about these little devices with the temperature indication and the laser pointer. We're talking about like an infrared camera?
No, we're talking about an actual infrared camera. And the thing is that they've become a lot less expensive. They used to be thousands of dollars, but now you can buy one that snaps into the end of your iPhone and turns the phone into infrared camera. So they're pretty affordable. Or if you're dealing with a roofer, you know, a roofer would have some more industrial equipment. But I think those are the kinds of things you ought to do to try to narrow down the possibilities. But you know what? After 40 years, it might be time to think about replacement.
Well, I think I just get rid of it. I'm thinking about putting in the tankless.
Yeah, well, that's true, and that's a much better investment. And you know what? There's still some rebates on those, so you might pick up a tax credit by doing just that. David, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
It's not unusual to hit a wall, so to speak, somewhere between actually framing a picture and then putting it on the wall.
That's right. Hanging pictures can be daunting, especially if they're heavy. But no matter what surface you're drilling into, there's a tried and true way to secure your wall hanging safely. Here to tell us more is This Old House general contractor Tom Silva. Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. Nice to be here.
Thanks for hanging around with us. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Oh, that's a good one, Tom.
You know, there's so many types of walls out there, from exposed brick to traditional drywall to surfaces that are covered in tile. How does the material drive what you actually use to hang the picture?
Well, the fastener, as you may think, is probably the most important part when you want to hang a picture. You don't want that picture falling down. So you got to think about whether it's going to be a nail, whether it's going to be a screw, a toggle, a moggle, a molly, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But it's got to be able to hang the picture that you want.
Now, there's always a difference between where you want the picture and where the picture ends up on the wall sometimes.
That's right.
Any tricks of the trade for getting that picture aligned properly?
Well, eyeballing it is pretty good if you have an eye for it.
Right.
But most people don't. So marking it with a level, positioning them on the wall with first having a couple of people hold them, say, do I like them there? Just too high, too low? But you got to get them right, and then you got to then figure out the distance from the cable or the hook to the pin that you want to put on the wall.
Maybe even mark it off with painter's tape or something like
painter's
that.
Painter's tape is a great way to do it.
Now, let's talk about some of the fastening options. The easiest, of course, would be if you're dealing with drywall, unless the picture is very heavy, correct?
Right. I mean, if you're dealing with drywall, you can use a small brad, you know, like a 1-inch brad, and just put it on like a 40, 45-degree angle and drop the picture on that. Now, if you need something heavier, they have the plastic inserts that you drill a hole, and you drive it into the wall, and then you put your screw into that and leave it sticking out so the picture will hang on that.
And that actually expands a little bit and holds it tight.
Yeah, as the screw goes in, it drives in. They also have a plastic or a metal one that you can screw into the wall. It actually screws into the drywall, and then the screw goes into the in center of that. And so that's another way to...
Have you seen this fastener called the monkey hook, where it pushes like a hook and it pushes into the wall and it sort of goes up behind it and grabs it?
It's a fine wire.
Yeah.
It works pretty good. Yeah. I tried it with a paperclip. It didn't work.
Now, what about plaster? You work on lots of old houses. Plaster is obviously very delicate, especially as the older it gets, it starts to separate from the lath that's behind it. How would you approach the project differently if it was a plaster wall?
Yeah, the old hoss hair and lath plaster. Yeah. It's brittle, you're right. Well, you know, sometimes if you're lucky and the picture is small enough, you can take a small drill bit and drill a hole where you think you want to put the hanger. And if you can hit a lath, you may be able to use a small enough screw, but you want to pre-drill it because you don't want to split the lath.
Because the lath is wood, so you're actually grabbing a little piece of wood behind the plaster.
Right, and the lath is 1/4 to 3/8 of an inch thick, so it's strong enough for a pitcher, unless you've got a heavy pitcher, and then you got to think about a fastener that's going to go through the wall and grab behind the lath. That would be some type of a...
mirror or something like that, maybe?
Yeah, heavy mirror. Yeah. Heavy mirror, obviously. They have expanding anchors and also... hollow wall anchors that are good for those, too.
Sometimes you absolutely positively have to just find that stud, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a valuable picture or a big mirror with a wonderful frame on it, you want to make sure that sucker's not coming down.
Now, what about masonry if you happen to have the need to drill into brick or stone? How would you approach that?
Well, masonry anchors. They have all kinds of masonry anchors that you can attach to. I mean, let's face it. We attach structure to masonry walls. So right. They have them light duty, small duty. And you can go to your home center and pick out. You can spend an hour in there just trying to find a fastener that will do it. But they're all labeled for what they are good for. Drywall, masonry. You don't need anything too big.
I've seen these masonry screws that come actually with a drill bit included in the package, so you know just what to use.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Let's talk about really heavy objects, molly bolts. They kind of combine the ease of the expansion of the plastic anchor with a lot more strength, correct?
My molly bolt is like a spring-loaded system that when you drill a hole, you pop the molly bolt through the hole with the screw on it, pop it in, the spring will open up inside the wall, you pull back on it, and then you can tighten it right in. They also have a one that's on a plastic strip that's right. A molly, and it's called a snap tie. You drill the same hole, you pull it in, you pull back on the snap tie, and screw it in. They're pretty quick. I like them.
Well, clearly there's a fastener for every project. You got to pick the right one, and we can do that now with your help. Thank you so much. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House.
Always nice to be here.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
And This Old House and Ask This Old House are brought to you on PBS by The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Coming up, are you looking for a little peace and quiet? Well, it's as easy as adding a few serene colors to your home. We've got all the details next.
You live in a money pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We're going to help you with whatever you are working on at your Money Pit. Plus, we've got a great prize up for grabs this hour. We're giving away the Sidewinder Drencher Showerhead from Waterpik. Now, it uses an innovative auto-locking high-low arm, and that'll help you adjust the spray height. All you have to do is switch to a lower level for the kiddies and adjust in the middle if you want to not wash your hair. It's really a great shower for every person in your family, and it has six different spray options. It's worth $69.98 at the Home Depot. If you want to check it out for yourself, visit waterpik.com, and that's waterpik, P-I-K.com. And we're going to give one away to one lucky caller drawn at random this hour. So give us a call, 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Well, if you're looking for a little peace and inspiration, Pantone's latest fashion color report is out with the hottest colors for 2016. And the go-to shades this year are promoting serenity and reflection with a positive, cheerful twist.
Yeah, and they really span the color chart. So we've got Buttercup, Peach Echo, and Rose Quartz. Now, those are softer takes on those bold reds and oranges and even yellows of the years past. If adding bright colors to the walls makes you nervous, these muted alternatives are really the way to go.
And let's not forget about Lilac Gray and Iced Coffee. These are warmer versions of traditional neutrals, and they're good for more traditional or neutral spaces that could use sort of a gentle update.
Mm-hmm. And three shades of blue made the list, which really reinforces the fact that blue is a great go-to color this year.
You can incorporate any of these shades into your home, and you will not only get a dose of calm cheer, you'll also be on trend. You can expect these used to pop up across decor, clothing, and even makeup and accessories throughout 2016.
Frank in Rhode Island is on the line with a wiring question. What's going on at your money pit?
I live in a colonial farmhouse, a cape really, and it's the oldest house in Chepachet. It was built in 1753. By a Revolutionary War patriot. And I'm having a problem with radio interference. Historically, there seems to be three overlays of wiring there. There's the old knob and tube. There's some cable. There's something recently that was put in. And I know even more recent than that, it was modified. The panel was modified so we can put an electric stove in here. And if it's a wiring issue, I'm not sure it is. I have three radios, And one of them is a battery-powered radio, and it's still getting this interference. It started about 2 months ago, and it seems to be more on the AM dial, but at certain times it's on both dials.
The first thing I would suspect is it has something to do with grounding that has gone bad. Perhaps the grounding for your main electric panel would be a place to start. Because usually it's grounding or shielding that when you get a bad ground that it causes that kind of a static. But I think the first thing you need to do is make sure that it isn't something, in fact, in the house and not something that's caused by an outside source. So I would pay attention to the quality of the signal. Maybe if you choose one station to compare to and you try that in the house and out of the house, in the car, and see if it really is getting worse around the house. And then if that's the case, I suspect it might have something to do with the grounding at your main electric panel.
Makes a lot of sense, and I thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Still ahead, is your garage so full that you can't even fit your car in there? I mean, car in a garage? Who would have thought? Well, we're going to share some tips to help you make the most of your garage space when we return.
888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Glisten. Glisten makes it easy to clean, freshen, and maintain your dishwasher, disposer, microwave, and washing machine. So improve the performance of your appliances with cleaning solutions from Glisten, the machine cleaning experts. Visit GlistenCleaners.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, your clothes, your furniture, and the music you listen to, they all reflect your personality. But what does your front door say about that? Well, some experts say that your front door could be telling your neighbors and guests something special about you. You can find out what that is by checking out the story on our homepage right now at moneypit.com.
Well, isn't that special? All right, guys, and while you're online, post your question. I've got one from Sean who writes, I've decided that I'd like to start parking my car inside the garage. What a novel idea. Do you have any tips for organizing and storing all the stuff that's parked in there right now? And by parked, I don't think he means the car.
You know, I always find it interesting that garages are the only space in the house where you store both toys and toxins, right? And think about it. So you got the basketballs and the bicycles, right? But you also got lawn chemicals and gasoline and stuff like that, and motor oil. So you really, it's one space where you really do need to be organized from a safety perspective, if nothing else. So I would tell you first to separate that stuff out and do a shelving system where you get those types of chemicals up high, or you get them into locked cabinets. The next thing you want to do is really take advantage of that wall space. Any kind of large item like a ladder, that really needs to be stuck to the wall. You know, my mom and dad had a place in a retirement village with a really small one-car garage. It was amazing how much stuff was stored in that garage because there were shelves all the way up to the ceiling. And where there weren't shelves, there were tools mounted to the sides of the walls. So you really can get a lot of stuff up off the floor and out of the way if you just pay a little bit of attention to that wall space.
All right, next up, we've got a post from Karen who looks like she's got a painting question. Now, Karen writes, I have a brick house with a wall inside the garage that was painted, and after a few years, another coat of paint was applied for a total time of about 25 years on the wall. The second coat, however, was meant for steel and is now turning the paint into a fine powder. I can scrape the loose paint, but how do I safely and fully remove the powdery paint from the walls? I thought I could use a steel brush, but that's going to send steel paint into the air. And even with the face mask, I'm afraid it's going to get into my lungs.
Well, you certainly should be concerned about any release of material into the air when you're doing any kind of paint scraping or sanding or stripping process. In this case, I think probably the best thing to do is to apply a paint stripping product to the brick surface. That will help speed that process. But your first concern has to be proper protection for that job. As you said, you are right to be concerned about what you're breathing. So keep in mind that there are a wide range of respirators available on the market that can help you with this. And sometimes the really thin ones that you see in the hardware store and the home centers, that only keeps the big stuff out. If you're going to do some really serious scraping and sanding and stripping, you need a much better respirator. So take a look at a respirator that has a NIOSH-approved rating of N95 or better. You can find these at from manufacturers like MSA Safety Works. They make a whole bunch of them, and other major manufacturers. But you need to pay attention to it. And if you're going to work with that stripper, you want to make sure that it also will protect you from chemical splash. That will also be a notice on the package. You really want to make sure that you get the fine dust covered and the chemical splash to do this project safely.
All right. I hope that helps you solve your problem. And, you know, maybe next time if you paint, you'll do the right paint and it'll last for another 25 years.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Wishing you a joyous new year as we get into 2016. If you've got questions, we are standing by for those 24-7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Please reach out. You can also contact us through our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.